The Mishnah continues at the end of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the same discussion about Kalayim with animals, with mules that are hybrids. And we introduce some new types of animals here that the Gemara is going to discuss, Machlekes Tanoim, as to what they are and what they're permitted to do. Haperutios Asuros. Prutios is Asur. To do this is Shita Rav Yehuda. It's Asur to work together. Now, what is prutios? Says the Rafulda Min Priedos, Shaina the Mayakul Vara de Simonim Ezumayan, Imu Hamara Sus, Hikokasur and Zebazab. We said before in the Mishnah, we learned yesterday that the Simonim for a mule and a horse are different. They're hybrids. They're born with shorter ears and longer tails. The tails are different, the ears are different, and its voices are different. So but here a prutia is an animal, is a mule, a mixture, but doesn't have, it's not clear, it's not nicker what their simonim are, the horse simonim or the donkey, what they are, who their mothers, who their fathers are. So Mahuda holds in the Mishnah and says that since it's a suffix, what they are, a source. You're not allowed to work, not only can they work with other horses or hamars, they can't even work with each other. If you have two prutias, two animals that are mixed together, and we don't know who they are, they can't even work together because they're a suffix of what they are. You can't put them together and you can't bevar what they are. Rav Yehuda says you can't do that. Stam Mishnah Rav Yehuda, Satan Rav Yehuda, halacha is the way the Rosh Mishlu says, you assume that is the end of the Mishnah before. Rav Yehuda says this would be considered also to work together. We'll see if Chacham disagree with Rav Yehuda on this. Next case the Mishnah discusses, what about a Ramach Mutter? A Ramach is Mutter. Now, what is a Ramach? So the halacha is you can go ahead, it's mutter to work together with another type, that's a ramach. Now ramach, the Pnei Moshe explains ramach, umin mimine susim, different types of horses, minim of horses, that they're all women. The wild horses, they're horses that have domesticated horses with wild horses, they all have the same din. It's a female horse, they all consider the same halakha of all horses of one family. And even though they're different, like I said, they could be wild, they could be bred and not bred, they're all considered one min, and therefore they're with a domestic horse, etc., they're all considered one min, and you're able to go ahead and work them together and mate them together, work them together, would not be a problem. And then we're going to discuss exactly in more detail what exactly the Ramach, what are the minim that we're talking about, what they are. There's some the Rosh Mishlu brings down, there's some explains that it's a min bechamar, we'll see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara discusses what about other types of animals that we discussed, whether it's considered a behemoth or a chaya, what are the difference between these two things? So the Gemara Mishnah explains a number of cases. Case now, Adne Sada Chaya. The Adne Sada is considered a chaya. Those Adne Sada, the animal of field, says the Rafulda Chaya Gedilo Besada. It's an animal that grows in the wild. It's a chaya that looks like a person. It's a type of adni that grows from the ground, human like type of animal that grows in the field. That the adni asada. So the psukim and Tanakh, the Gemara discuss where there's some type of human being. Animal of the field, but it has human-like features to it. And we'll discuss what the Gemara will discuss exactly, how to define what that is. What does Adni Asada? The Gemara will discuss in more detail. So Adni Asada, Chaya. We also see Omer Mitamis Ol Kadam. These Adni Asada, they mitame like a person. They have just like a mace of a human being is mitame Adam Vekelim, mitamis Tumas Oil. So too, these things have the same din tuma to mitame as well. Anything that comes in contact with them would have the same din of tumor as well, to contact them as well. We don't pass them like the Yossi and the Yossi Shita. The Pnei Moshe brings any halacha of Yossi. We don't pass them like of Yossi. They have the same din of a tumor's mace. Doesn't have the same halacha. And we'll see again. The Gemara discusses why this would be why Yossi holds such a thing. Mishnah gives another halakha. A kupa of a chulas hasnoin chaya. This kupa is like a porcupine of a chulda and a weasel hasnoin that comes from the bush that hangs out in the bush. These are considered a chaya as well. These are things are not birds. They're considered a type of animal, and they live amongst the bushes. Is considered now kupat sheretz shagufa malekotzim, which is why we call a porcupine. It's a sheretz that has full that body's full of thorns, and the chulda that grows in a snare, a bush. So these are also type. I mean, these are called. These are type of a. He says the choleris asnoy, and the Pleimosh says a type of a shul, a type of a fox, or a type of a So these things are considered a chaya as well. Choleris asnoyim. There's a difference of opinion. Choleris asnoyim that the Yossi Omer, choleris asnoyim. Yossi Omer Beishamai says that he's a safi what they are. Matame kazayas of mamaso gadim masha. These things are considered like a chaya, that the matame the share of a kazayas. The carcass is usher, but you carry them, but touching them is a din of a maga. You have a different levels of halakha, not like an adam, not like a behema, but it's different between the things that the separation between the type of tumah that it has from one to the other. So the Gemara says, we'll see the Gemara to explain what the basis of this is. A wild ox is considered a behema. Maklokas is considered a minchaya. A difference between an animal is considered a regular animal, is considered a domestic animal, a behema, and these would be considered a chayah, and the difference between many halakhas, okay, whether it's mutter, the chelav is mutter, the dizir is a kisur dam, when they inject the dizir is a dam, that my fuller says, chelbu usser, ain't no tor and kisur dam, doesn't require kisur dam. What would be the difference would be whether halakha. Now, Mar says that that's one halakha, and a kelav and chayah, a dog is considered a chayah, real male says mimic, it's in a behema. And now the different types of dog, the characters at some level, some characters of a dog is a behemoth, some of the characters is a chayo. So the question, which one is which, we'll see in the Gemara discusses the different types of minim that there are. Again, which is what's the nafkamina? We'll see the Gemara says each one has many halakhas nafkamina, halakha, gabi mekochumemka, gabi matana, gabi hektish, and things like that. We make a difference whether it's a chayo or behemoth. We pass on like the Tanakama like Rav Meir. Chayich is a minchaya, chazir is a minchaya, is a min behema, orid minchaya. But an orid is a minchaya. A wild donkey is considered a minchaya. It's not a domesticated, it can't be controlled, it can't be trained. It's a wild animal. And it's also the kalayim to mix together with a regular chamar. A pila got minchayu. Elephant and a monkey is considered a minchaya. And the Mishnah says, Adam mutter kula nakushalim shach. A man is allowed to use all of them to plow and to pull. You're allowed to use all of them. In other words, a person, what does that mean? The gabi, a person is no din kala. When the Mishnah said the Maril explains, let's say a person was a strong person, he wants to carry the plow himself, he ties the plow on himself with a chamor and a chamor. So is that considered kalayim? The answer is that, yeah, it's not din kalayim. Kalayim is only two different types of animals. So the person himself, to lead the team of animals and tie it together, he ties himself to the plow with an animal, there's no din kalayim on that. So the Mishnah said, this explain the halakhos of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Aputo says Ramak Mutter. The Mishnah says, what's the halakh? What does this mean, Ramak? Ramak the law kilinos. Ramak is a horse that you can't go ahead and you can't tie him together. He's a wild horse that's so, it's in the cave, it's a female wild horse that's so wild that you can't put a harness on him. You can't put a saddle on him or a harness on him. And therefore, it's unbeautiful. It's just wild. I mean, it can't be domesticated. And therefore, like it says in the Pasig, it's in the Esther, Megillas Esther, B'nei Ramachim, B'nei Amramachim. These are they're wild animals that they belong to a species that's so hard to... We don't know what it meant by the pasuk. The Gemara says over there in Megillah that we don't know. The Chum didn't know what that meant. They didn't know what that means. So here it says, Ramakim, it's a wild animal that you can't put anything on it. That it's so wild. This is what is considered a behema. It doesn't have any nothing controllable that you can control. You can ride. You can use him. You could. It's completely out of control. That is what's considered a motor. Together, you can go ahead and put them together, but you can't mix them with another animal. Avnei asodakaya. Avnei asodakaya. And as a din tuma, the Mishnah says a din tuma. Yossi akrayu. Yossi akrayu said barnash de turhu. It's a man of the mountain. It's an unusual thing. It's called a man of the mountain because it lives in places of mountains, and it has a it's called again Lashon HaKroy, the person who such a Lashon, the person who goes into a place and he goes and he sees these animals, the man of the mountain, which is has human like it goes on 2 feet, it looks like an ape that goes on 2 feet, and it hangs out in the mountains. It grows in the mountains, but it's like it looks like it stands up like a person, like an Adam, the Minturhu. That's the this is what it's called. That's why it's referred to as a Adnei Asad. So it has like this human like features, man like features. This halakha would be the way to attach to the ground. You have to go ahead and kill the animal. They're very, very hard to kill. You have to go ahead and take this thing that gets from the source from the ground, and you have to cut that source of the ground in order to be able to the animal to be able to kill the animal. That it's unusual type of thing because its feet are very long, its toes are very long, and this great description describes and first describe. Rashi Mesula goes by Arichus to describe all the different things that are attributed to it. It's something where it's a unusual animal that no animal could be together. If you cut the middle of it, it can't survive. If you cut the middle of this thing, it's a very similar, it looks like a human being, but if you cut away the middle of the animal, then it cannot live. It's attached to the ground. You cut away that part that's a human being is not attached to the ground. You cut away this animal attachment to the ground, and the animal will die. But the Gemara says, the Machloek of Yossi says that there's a din tumah of an Adam. What's the base of Yossi that this thing has a din tumah like an Adam? Because you can buy me asada. A gadol up in asada. Anything that grows on the ground, that touches the field, is considered this is gadol up in asada. It grows on the ground of the field, and therefore has the same din as an Adam, and therefore it's be considered also. Mercy, we have a price. Yodos and Emos are considered like an earth, called Dove. Nokosh is considered like a Chaya. So describing the Brisa continues other types of animals, what it's considered in the Gea to the features of this considered, it's a poisonous animal. The Yobot is a poisonous snake, a poisonous animal. We see as a din of a Chaya, that is not a din of an oaf. Even though it looks like an oaf, it's not a din of an oaf, it's considered like a Chaya. The Gemara says, there are 6 things that are questionable as to what the halacha, what the status is. That he wasn't sure about. He had slough belonged to Beis Shammai. The first thing was that slough, according to Beis Shammai, a bush is considered a tree. It was a suffix whether this bush is considered a tree or is it considered a tree or a vegetable. So there's the slough that grows. What's the status of this slough that grows? What category does it fall into? Does it fall into a category of a leaf, or does it fall into a category of a vegetable, of a minyarek? So of a minyarek. This Gemara discusses in Barakas as well, that the shalom, what the status of this is. Is it a din nogea to many things? If it's the status of a vegetable, as well as locus of kalayim, of orla. If the tree, if it's a din of an orla, it has a din of orla. If it's not, it's a din of kloy karim. Can you mix it together with vegetables? So this is a shalom that he had. He wasn't sure what this is, what the status in aloka. The second aloka was, klinas to klikaris, beishnamai. Kod beishnamai, there's a shalom, what is a netter, and what is a klinat, what is netter? Is it a din of klikaris? Is it a din of a klikaris? Or is it din nogea? Because tumah not a din klaris or not a din klaris or is it all the halakos of a kli klaris which is matir doesn't I'm a kabel tumah like a kli matkos. So he wanted to know what is this din of kli matkos, what's the halakha of nageya to the din of tumah, whether it's matame ba'avir matame or not. According to Rabbi Sula, it's a kli klaris the kol davir, and according to Beis Shammai, he was not sure. Called the third halacha, called Lidus and Snoyim, Mishratzim, Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, this halacha of Akulis, the Mishnah, our case by Mishnah, Akulis and Snoyim, this weasel that grows in a bush, according to the din, according to our Mishnah, is it din of a Chaya, or is it din of a Sheretz? No, Geto, Chistomonan. Our Tana said it's a din of a Chaya, but Beis Shammai was Masubic, where it's a din of a Sheretz. The fourth case was Pulamitri, Mizroyim, or Pulam, Egyptian bean. Is it a din of a Zroyim, or is it a din of a Yerek? Is it a din of a Zerah? What's the halacha? Does it have a din of a zera, like a seed, or is it a din of a plant, which would be also din of the to the din again, where it grows, what's the issue of klayim on it? Is it a din of klayim, a din of maisa sheni, maisa rishon? What's the status? Androgynous or an adam? Is it androgynous as an adam or a zaka? What is the halacha? Is it a din behem, a din zaka, or a din a keva? Many ramifications, la halacha. We consider it's a suffix both. The koi, When I say the koi is koi, this unusual creation. A koi, is it a chai or a behema? Is a koi, is it a suffix chai or behema? In the gay with its chaylev, in the gay with its aloka shchita, the kisi adam. So the ma'apat of yakol. Here we pass an aloka, the last two svekas, everyone agrees, Beisham Yisrael agree that there's suffix. There's not another question whether the result, which one is it? All three cases that we just said now, a pull a mitzri and a pull sasnoyim and a koi and a dragonus, actually not to, excuse me, a pull mitzri and a dragonus and a koi, these three cases are bedin or suffic. They're a suffic bedin. We take the chumras of both. But they would consider it not either one, but it's a chumra of both. It's a chumra of both. It's a chumra of both. We got to take a chumra of both. Both agree, a chumra of both. So when I said that it says Amatriskin. Also, what's the status? What's the shear of an Amatriskin? We know an Amatriskin that separated the Kodesh Kadoshim. What is the shear of an Amatriskin? How much was an Amatraskin? Is a suffix equal to Chutz? We consider it as part of the outside of the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kadoshim. That was the space between the Kodesh and the Kadoshim. Do we consider that thickness? Is it we consider it as part of the Kodesh or considered part of the Kodesh Kadoshim? What's the meaning of an Amatriskin? When we take the Amatriskin, separate the Kodesh Kodesh and Kodesh, what is an Amatriskin? So, Chiyon HaMaditzur Arma, Triskon, Lashon of On, it goes Triskon. When it said it's called Triskon. Triskon Mao Arma, Triskon, Sagurba, Luka, Shinistu, Besenir. It's considered, it's called the Triskon because it's considered the outside, which means that we call it at the outside, that we call it Mabef Nimachutz, just like the inside is considered like the outside, or do we say it below? So, we'd say that it's considered Triskin. Is a lushan at the door to find such a lushan of an amatraskin? We wanted to know: does it have the din of the outside? The Mishnah says eshem ba'alma b'kadosh kadoshim safeku. Is it a din of the inside, like the outside? The safek is at all considered as if it's the kadosh kadoshim, or do we consider that the outside is considered part of the heichel and it's kadosh? It's not considered the inside. So Sakhar, but wanted to know what is this din of traskin ma b'fnim? Because do we say the same halacha? Does it belong to the inside of kadosh kadoshim or not? As the same halacha of what is considered a traskin, the solution of traskin. And the Gemara discusses, the one I'm yashiv this last shayla, the Torah says, the mikdash, the heichal, was 40 amos from the inside of the heichal to the front. So we see that the amos is referred to as the inside, within the Kodesh Kadashim. So we see that, therefore, what's the shayla? What's your question? Well, you have suffix with it. Is it included in the 40 amos or not? What's your suffix with it? And we say, clearly, it's part of the heichal. That's outside. So what's the shayla? It's not clear. 20 amas each. Where the mechutz? You see the Torah tells us from the outside. So you see that since the Torah tells us the amatriskin was in the kodesh kadoshim, yet it tells you on the other side it's from the outside. We don't know what it means. Does it mean on the inside or the outside? That's what the basis of the suffix. Since Lamar comes out that the here the Gemara seems to say that the clearly we don't know, it's not included. One place we see the Amatraskin was considered outside from one pasuk, the other pasuk mashma that it was inside the Kodesh Kadashim. So how do we miyashiv to the Yerushalmi seems to be not to be miyashiv it. In the Bavli, in Yuma, there the Gemara seems to clarify that it is considered we do consider it's Kodesh, not the Kodesh Kadashim. But here it seems to say the Gemara seems to Yerushalmi seems to come out at least the Pashtus of reading the Gemara, the way Mefarshim say, the way the Marfuld and the Pneumotion to learn, the Gemara is not clear as to what the status is, whether it's the inside or the outside, and blip that it's a suffix. The enemy says, Shomin Abar Behema. A wild ox is considered a min behema. Min behema is considered a min behemu, not a chaya like others say, but it's a min behemu. It's a min behemu. What is this min behemu? Some say it's a din of a buffalo, and some say it's not. It's a wild ox, not actually a buffalo, but it's a wild ox. The Rashi Masalul learns that the shabur is not considered in kalayim. The min behemu is considered min behemu. That it's considered what the detail of what type of minis is not considered a clear lalaka. It's a machlokas where we say the Mishnah says it's a min behemu, but Yossi said it's a min kaya. So what's the machlokas with Tanakam and Rav Yossi? Abanan amre mika have ave kotamon. A wild ox originally came from a place that was a certain place that was inhabited. Then ave kotamon, it ran away. It went to the wilderness, the midbar. So it became wild. In other words, originally it was domesticated. It was a regular min behema, but the fact that it went away to the wild and grew in the wild and gave birth in the wild, so therefore those things that came from it are a chaya. because it came from a place that was domesticated and a human Ayishuv, and now went to the Midbar. So the animals that grew in the wild, it's considered a Behema Midbar. Yosi Yomikra Minatamanu, since the wild ox originally came from the wilderness, it never came from a Behema, therefore it's Vadai a Chaya. We don't consider it a Behema at all. So that's the basis of the Machlokas. Everyone agrees right now it's a wild animal. But the question is, since according to Chachamim, it came from a domesticated place, and therefore was a behemoth originally, so even though now it's in the wild, it's considered it stays a din behemoth. But Yossi says, since it was born in the wild, and therefore it never had a status of behemoth, and therefore it's always been a chayat, it remains a bin a chayat. Raisa continues, Ashar Mashar bar in a climb. An ox is not climb, a gabe with a wild ox. Even though they're different type of oxes, but the same, all one, same family. Loka of Yossi Yama Kalayim, it is Kalayim. According to Yossi, a wild ox is a different species than a regular ox and is Kalayim. Gemara says, Vilon de Taka Maturi Barianion, those who translate Vesuva Zeman, the Torah tells you the loka of a wild ox and a Romanion. The Torah considers that Kurav Yossi. According to Rav Yossi, who turns out it's a wild ox is a Chaya. The Pusik, when the Pusik singles out the animals that are considered in the Torah, the animals that are considered kosher animals, the Torah uses the Lashon Vesuva Zeman. So there'll be a wild the ox, and Rav Yossi, that's the translation of why it's called a chaya. It's called a chaya beyond those list of turbashu. Those who translate it as such would learn like Yossi that it's considered a wild ox, not from the same family of a regular ox, and the Torah is still saying that it's considered a kosher animal. Same halach would apply to a goose, a domestic goose, with a wild goose is considered kalayim, or considered in different minim. You can't pin them together. You can't put them in a plow together, and you can't mate them together. It's considered lavo. All the karishas, as the Rashi Mishlo, they're considered a different animal. And the Rashi Mishlo brings from the Gemara, but we comment that they're actually physically they're different. One is their beitzim are on the outside, and one is their beitzim are on the inside. So that there's actually difference in the physical structure of these animals, the different men. But therefore, the different these geese are different in their physical structure as well. The Gemara has a question. Avos im avos hayam. What's the halacha l'gabei arrest a domesticated goose and a goose from the sea? That there's a type of ones that live in the sea. So the what's the halacha in such a case? Do we consider it a zekalim or not? The Gemara said that with avos hayam, is that considered something different? Do we consider that something different? So the Gemara, obviously there's a type of geese that grows near the sea, and it's not a geese, not a bird, but rather it's more of like a fish type of thing, a mammal. And the question is whether this is considered a kalayim or not. Rav Fulda says, that there's a type of min there that it grows in the yam. The Gemara said, is that considered the same family of geese, or is that considered a kalayim, a mixed together? So the that an animal that even though it's the type of fish because it lives by the sea, but it still can live on dry land and mates like an animal like a regular geese, and therefore the question is whether mixing them together, mating them together, would be considered a separate min or not. And the Gemara doesn't seem to answer that shaila. The Gemara doesn't seem to answer the shaila. Then you show me whether it's considered this. So the Gemara is going to try to explain. We don't know what the halakha of the brisa. We don't know what the name of which the brisa said. Kavachoma. The Gemara has said a kavachoma. We don't know what the kavachoma was referring to. Both of them, two types of geese that grow in the land. You say it's Asr, it's Kalayim, Shashakam Yashra, and Blush, and surely it should be considered Asr. So Gemara Kavachom, we weren't sure what it's referring to, but according to what the Gemara seems to say, that maybe based upon what you're asking a Shaila, the Gemara Shaila now, maybe the Kalayim should be considered Asr, Midin Kavachomer. In other words, that if two geese from two different minim are considered us or wild geese and a regular geese, they both live on the Yabasha, and yet the Stolok, as we said before, it's going to be Bryce that says it's considered us or two separate minim. So then Kavachomer, surely if one lives on Biyam and one lives in the Yabasha, surely it should be a different, it should be Kalayim, because it's surely it's not a Behemoth, it's a Chaya, it's a different type of animal. And Kavachomer, it should be considered that it should be, we don't know what the Kavachomer was going on, but Lechayo, who said this Kavachomer, but the chayre would be miyashim yoshayla of whether it would be considered mutter or not. The Mishnah can't tell that the mutim kulan kosher. A person, there's no din kalayim by a human being. So a human being could tie himself onto a wagon and lead himself with any type of animal. There is no din mutter. Because again, why? So because it's the pasuk is the marifold that Plemosh explains. Losacha shoba kamar, Torah says singly kamar, two minimum animals. But an animal and a human being is no iser kalayim. That's not mutter. There's no iser there at all. Says the Gemara, ksiv it. That you can do. There is no drasha there. Now the Gemara says it's just considered a first drasha that the Torah is the man is excluded, or we're just assuming that a man is excluded. And knows since the Chara, it's not clear. According to Rashi Mishlua, the Torah says clearly the Torah is mayate and Adam from there. Because the Shavu Kamar, but the Adam Lishtrei, the Torah should give the Torah says should be considered. Also, the fact the Torah says Shavu Kamar, the Torah is mayit Mamela Adam and refers to that it's mutter. And others say it's not that it's mafurish a thing, but that there's no reason to Aser Adam. Torah only speaks about Behema, but there's no Indian to be Aser Adam. It's not exactly the Rashi Mishlua learns the Gemara that's a Torah is mafurish, and the drasha is mamayit Adam. But others learn that it's not mafurish, it's just by inference that Mela and Adam is going to be considered mutter.